You're listening to the Uncensored Direct Marketing Show. This show is designed for direct response marketers who want raw, unfiltered conversion tips and secrets to scale their offers profitably to reach their next million. I'm Maria Sparakis. I'm the founder of Direct Paynet and your host. Now let's dive in. The FTC's new telemarketing rules will impact your phone sales. So whether you're using an inside sales team or if you have an external third-party phone sales team, you should listen up because this will have a major impact on your revenue. So my name is Maria Sparagas and I help thousands of seven and eight figure merchants figure out their payment processing so they can be effective and reliable. Today, I want to talk to you about the FTC's new telemarketing regulations. Now, this is going to have a big blow up in the industry for anybody who does any types of phone sales, whether it's 5% or 10% of your sales, or whether you're completely a phone sales team. You need to be aware of what's going on and also understand how you can comply to these before it becomes an official regulation so you can be ahead of the curve. Now, if you're an e-commerce or a direct response merchant, you're selling online, you are realizing slowly but surely that adding phone sales, whether you have a couple of agents in-house or whether you hire a third party to complete some sales over the phone, is an effective strategy in increasing your revenue. I mean, what's old is new again, right? It's just starting to become a big shift in consumers where, you know, a lot of people who are selling online are seeing some dips in their online sales, but they're seeing huge increases in phone sales. So this is really a channel that needs to be looked at. Even mail orders and telephone orders are just seeing a renaissance now. We're seeing this all over the industry. Abandoned carts and people who are not finalizing their purchases online are now getting phone calls or direct mail if the information is available in order to get marketed to and close the sale. So with this increase, obviously the FTC's eyes have gone over this and have seen an increase in scams and obviously consumers who are complaining that they've been had by, you know, people who are not very honest and telemarketing practices that may not be fair to them. So obviously the FTC's goal here is to protect consumers, but now their reach has actually extended to B2C and B2B telephone sales. Before it was really, the FTC was really focusing on consumers, but now these new regulations are actually going to impact B2B sales as well. So if you're selling to businesses, this is also going to be applicable to you. Now, the reason that they're doing that is because oftentimes and unproportionately, small businesses are being targeted. And, you know, obviously these deceptive practices are not reviewed by the FTC. And, you know, small businesses are starting to complain more and more that they're being targeted by, you know, dishonest phone salespeople. And they're, you know, obviously spending money where they shouldn't be and so forth. So whether you're selling in a B2B or a B2C environment at this point, these new regulations are going to be coming out later on this year, and you'll have 180 days from that point to comply. So only 6 months. So it's really a good idea to get ahead of the curve now because all these regulations are available online. What they're going to do is already being proposed. So you can just go ahead and start implementing this because it's inevitably going to happen sometime this year. Now, just to summarize the main key rules of what this regulation is. So there's three main key areas that the FTC is focusing on. Is they want you to maintain records of pre-recorded messages. So anything that you use to market to the customers, you know, whether it's pre-recorded message or any type of phone scripts or anything that you're using for marketing purposes has to be kept now for 5 years. So the FTC previously had a regulation that it was a 2-year period where they would be able to ask for this information. Now it's 5 years. So you need to make sure that you maintain these in a very organized manner in case they ask for them. And this can include, like I said, any pre-recorded messages you have for customers, any types of phone sales scripts, any type of marketing material that's presented to the customer, that all has to be saved for a period of 5 years. And now you also have to keep for 5 years, once again, details of the records of who you called, who you spoke to, their phone numbers, and any type of customer information that you have must be kept for 5 years. When you called them, what service they were offered and so forth. So if you're, you know, creating campaigns and so forth of, for example, you're selling product A or product B, you should be keeping these lists of customers and what you're selling to them, as well as all the phone scripts and all the pre-recorded messages for a period of 5 years. Now, in addition, you need to make sure that you have an established business relationship with the consumer. What that means is that they've previously engaged with you, either they bought something with you or they've given you their information through a contact form, or, you know, you've obtained their information legally and they have a relationship with you. Now, here's where it gets a little bit hairy, in the sense of a lot of merchants and businesses have third-party call centers who are calling their customers and offering them products and services that are sold by them. Now, that third-party call center may not have a direct relationship with your customer. So you need to make sure that you have legal counsel review your terms and conditions, your privacy policy, and also, you know, the outside third-party call center does need to have an established relationship with you with contracts and so forth, detailing that they are representing you. So when they call your customers in your name, they are actually a party that's has a business relationship with that customer. So it, you know, I wouldn't ignore that, because that's a small detail that sometimes people forget, but your terms and conditions are very, very important. And that's where the FTC is going to get information to potentially cause you harm if you're not disclosing to your customers that they may be contacted by a third-party call center that you contract. So keep that in mind, and don't skimp on some good legal counsel to review your terms and conditions. I'm not sure if you noticed, but I did say you have to make sure that you keep records from previously. It was 2 years. Now it is 5 years. So this has major impacts on a lot of call centers and large-scale operations. I mean, this is going to cost a lot of money, because you're going to have to now keep records for a really long time. They have to stay organized. You have to be able to produce them if the FTC asks for them. If they say, you know, give us your call list for a campaign that you had 3 years ago, you will need to have that. So, and this is only going to start, obviously, everything that you've had in the past is not applicable, but everything from the date that the regulation starts onwards needs to be compliant. So you should start preparing now. The regulation is not in federal law yet. It will be sometime in 2024. Get ahead of the curve. Start taking care of that. Go to directpaynet.com. Go to our blog. We'll include a link down below of everything that you need to be doing step by step to make sure that you comply with these regulations. But it is very important that you do that, because this can really wipe out your call center if you're not taking care of this right now. Now, in addition to the increased costs that you're going to have, a few other impacts that you're going to have from this FTC regulation is, first of all, you really need to train your staff to ensure that they give the proper disclosures to the customers when they call them. You make sure that you have a script that's followed. Obviously, we all know that a lot of customers get these like very robotic calls from people, you know, reading scripts and so forth. Now, you need to ensure that your customer service agents or your call center agents don't sound like robots, but they need to give these disclosures to make sure that they follow the law and that, you know, they don't get in trouble from the FTC, or you don't get in trouble from the FTC. So make sure you have some really, really good scripts and you provide some really good training for your customers. And, you know, there is something that could perhaps replace this, as at least the, you know, the terms and conditions and all that kind of stuff. You could have an AI actually read those out at the beginning of the call, so you can make sure that they sound perfect and that it's done. And then that call gets passed through to a human who can actually close the sale and kind of interact with the customer. Now, I'm not advocating for anybody to get rid of their call center agents, because I still think that there's a lot of value in human-to-human contact. But some of the more, you know, mundane, repetitive disclosures and so forth, that can be handled by an AI. And you can train the AI to do it exactly how you'd like, to make it sound as real and as natural as possible without being annoying to the customer. And as I said earlier, if you don't have any legal counsel, make sure you know, just get a couple of hours of advice from a lawyer that your terms and conditions are really up to snuff for this new regulation if you're working with third parties who are contacting your customers on your behalf. Now, you're probably wondering, well, you know, I keep all this stuff, you know, very well, and I'm doing a good job. I'm not scamming my customers. Why is the FTC coming after me and so forth? The FTC is not coming after, obviously, you know, legit businesses who are calling customers and so forth. They are trying to just make sure they level the playing field and they, you know, make sure that everybody's doing the things that they're supposed to do and not scamming customers and not misrepresenting themselves and so forth. But a lot of this is more targeted to products and services that have grown tremendously in the last couple of years and are not really bringing value to customers. Now, one of these services is tech support, or, you know, software support and so forth that's offered online. So this regulation not only impacts telemarketers who are outbound calling customers, it also impacts inbound calling for a particular industry, which is called the tech support industry. So if you're providing tech support services, software support, or any type of services like that, where, you know, you may have some kind of pop-up on websites saying, you know, your Mac is slow, or your PC needs this, or whatever the case is, and customers click, and then all of a sudden they call you and you provide them with tech support services. So those are actually inbound calls, not outbound, but this regulation actually covers that as well. There's been a lot of fraud and a lot of customers who have been had by services offered as tech support, where it's actually just a reverse kind of telemarketing tactic where it's not really their computer that's being slow or anything. They've just been, you know, served up an ad and they thought it was real. They called and then they're sold software and programs and systems that they, you know, they didn't really need in the first place. So if you are offering tech support services, you have to keep in mind, you cannot deceive your customers and, you know, outright lie to them that there's a problem with their computer and they should call you. You have to be straight up about what your services are, what you're selling, and don't misrepresent something that is not happening on the computer. So this regulation is really kind of all-encompassing for any type of call center. It really is outbound focus, but there is an inbound focus specifically for tech support. And if you're doing tech support, you know, you'll have a lot more disclosures and a lot more things that you need to be doing to ensure that the FTC doesn't come after you. So don't forget to check the link down below to our website with more information. And in the meantime, as I said, you have some time to comply with this. And I always give this advice. When the FTC comes out with a new regulation, they usually, you know, give an announcement, talk about kind of the big lines of what they're looking at doing, and then they give it a couple of months, they perfect that regulation, and then they put it into law. So, you know, you could wait until it becomes into law, but then you're scrambling. Costs for things go higher because people have to comply quickly. So you might as well get a head start now. Check out our website, look at that blog post and take a look at, you know, what you could be doing right now. You know, for example, you need to have better records, come up with better systems to record things and have better records of your customers and so forth. And if you are calling people who are not your customers or do not have a previous relationship with you, you should really stop that because that's going to get you into a whole lot of trouble with the FTC and, you know, probably prevent you from telemarketing in the future again. So if you have any questions or if you need any help with a merchant account for your telemarketing business, feel free to reach out to me below. And thanks so much for listening.
Hope you found today's session valuable. If you have any questions for me or just want to connect, please feel free to visit my website, mariaspiragis.com. That's mariaspiragis.com. I'd love to hear what you're working on, so drop me a line on any hot button issues your business is experiencing. And remember, don't worry about failure. You only have to be right once.